This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Right now, let's preview the best baseball game on the schedule.
In the rotation.
Charge. Yes. All right, Jenks, we're talking Padres and Brewers in San Diego for this one, where the Padres are favored minus 115. And before you say, no one cares, listen, the Brewers and the Padres are actually two of the better teams in the National League right now. We have the Brew Crew coming in at 26-15 and the Padres at 27-14. So two good teams squaring off here. Adrian Hauser gets the ball for the Brewers. He's 3-4 with a 3.22 ERA. And then it's Nick Martinez, 2-2 with a 3.89 ERA going for the Padres. Jenks, how do you see this one playing out?
I can't get a read on this game. Padres are playing better baseball right now. They've won four straight. But I'm thinking maybe I'll take a stab at the under with the total set at 8. Adrian Hauser and Nick Martinez have been solid this year, and I think Hauser is better than his record indicates. But then I worry because both of these teams are in the top 10 in runs per game. If I'm banking on these relievers or these starters pitching well out of the gate, I guess I would go under, but I'm not a big fan of this game. What do you think?
Jenks, I thought the same thing off the top of my head. And then I was looking at the stats because initially I thought to myself, well, the Brewers can't hit, right? No, actually, they're a top five offense right now.
Yeah.
Fifth in baseball with an OPS of 729, which is actually really good. So we're talking about this Brewers team that's actually been hotter to the over than I had expected. If you look at some of the numbers from over the course of the season, the Brewers over under record away is 10-8-3, which actually means they're hitting the over in a lot of these matchups. And both of these pitchers have hit the over in two of their last three. It's not a indictment on them. It's just some of these games have gone over when it's gone to the bullpen. I think I would still lean towards the under, but I think seeing all those numbers makes me off of the under, and I would have to play something else. I will say one of the other metrics that kind of stood out to me is the Brewers strike out a lot. So maybe a strikeout prop for Nick Martinez. Mm-hmm. I just now saw the number. It's 4.5, which I don't know. I think I would lean towards the over there, but would need to do a little more digging because we just got these strikeout props. So I haven't had a ton of time to dive in.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm going to stay away from that. I haven't had time to cap it just yet, but I would probably, I think I'm just going to stay away. And I had the same, I mean, we had the mind meld there for a second. I was like, oh, it's under. The Brewers can't hit. I know San Diego can hit okay, but the Brewers, like you said, are hitting the baseball very well right now. So this is sort of right there. The total is spot on where it should be. I think ultimately I'm going to stay away.
All right, so let's head to the Cardinals and the Blue Jays. This one in St. Louis, Miles Mikolas for St. Louis going for the Cardinals. And then it's Jose Berríos for the Blue Jays, who is 3-2 with a 4.83 ERA. Mikolas 3-2 as well with a 1.68 ERA. Looking at strikeout props for both of these guys, Mikolas and Berríos both set at 4.5. I think initially I'd lean towards Jose Berríos under 4.5 strikeouts for minus 145. The juice is on this because the Cardinals are not striking out. They're one of the best lineups in all of baseball at seeing the ball, being patient, and not striking out. So I think I would lean towards that initially, but let's take a look at the full game. And Jenks, initially, what do you think on this one?
I love the Cardinals on the money line. And Mikolas has been awesome this season, but he's undefeated at home, Chelsea, in four starts, has an ERA of 1.80. And Berríos has gotten a little bit better, off to a rough start this season, still has an ERA over 6. Cardinals have the advantage at the plate as well. They average more than 5 runs per game. That's 6th in Major League Baseball. The Jays are also 1-5 in their last 6 games as a road dog. I think the Cardinals at home at minus 115 is a lot of value.
Right, and we've seen this line kind of flip where St. Louis was minus 105 to open, and since they have moved to as much as minus 120 across some books. So I think I would follow that money movement.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.